Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb,
bomb, bomb. Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Won't dig, but yeah.
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
The Patriots have now agreed to terms with the Browns to trade for Josh Gordon. I'm told this deal, which has been in the works for more than an hour now, is officially agreed to and done. Here are the terms. It is a fifth-round pick going from the Patriots to the Browns. And if Josh Gordon is not on the field for a certain number of games, believed to be 10 games, then there'll be another pick going back, so essentially a swap of late picks, and that is something that they've been kind of haggling over for the last little bit. But this was the Patriots all the way. They kind of stealthily targeted Josh Gordon throughout the morning, got in touch with the Browns earlier this afternoon, and they were very quickly the favorite. And as far as why, it is no surprise the Patriots have had issues at receiver for most of the season, from Julian Edelman's suspension, releasing Kenny Britt, Malcolm Mitchell getting released, on and on and on. Now Tom Brady has maybe the most purely talented receiver he has had since Randy Moss. A huge move for the Patriots today.
Cleveland going left to right from the 20. Short set by Campbell. Quick throw on a slant to Gordon. He's going to try to run away from Tlaib. Across the 40-yard line. Goodbye. Wow. Peeling away to the 20. He's on his way coasting into the end zone. High-stepping to a Cleveland score. 80 yards for Josh Gordon.
That's a man right there.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We are Touched and Rich. You know by now about the Josh Gordon trade. 617-779-0095. Town Fair Tire Studios. And Lockhart just came in here and told me you were getting crushed on Twitter last night.
It was great.
Oh, man.
I'd read them, but they're not especially creative. They're more along the lines of, God, do you suck.
All right. Okay. So what did you put up there?
I basically put up there my first look at the trade.
I'll read it. I've got it right here.
Okay.
I'll read your words. I don't like this at all.
Oh. The voice. That's why you wanted to read it.
Josh Gordon is a lost cause.
Yeah.
Multi-million dollar skills with a 10-cent head.
Yep.
Bill Belichick has enough to worry about after yesterday, and this is adding more problems to a big pile that he already has to sort through. And then I just retweeted and put, boo!
You're not the only one. Oh, man. I got the word. I mean, all the stuff that you hated about Twitter, I got yesterday. It was really something.
Scott Zolak responds with, you got a 10-cent head, bird food eater.
Oh, that's Scott.
I know. Zolak is a regular Mitch Hedberg.
Rapier-like wit. You're the one with the head on it.
That's right.
That
was all.
I mean, I'll just go through a couple of them. Boston Sports Radio talking head being negative about something shocking. Oh, cry me a river, Walt. Dick, if it doesn't work, we cut him. Such a high upside. Relax. Another guy says, you must be fun at parties.
That comedian Lamont said, you must stand alone at parties.
Someone said, now I like this trade even more.
Yeah.
You're a man on an island. Go watch baseball, somebody said.
I was compared to, apparently Felger agreed with me. So, you know, automatically you start rethinking things. But it's me, Felger, and Peter King, and that's it. Everybody loves the deal.
Well, obviously that's the cool trilogy.
me and Peter King had ourselves a nice heady topper and chilled out.
Seriously, Walk, do you know Josh Gordon personally or something? You're objectively a bad person.
Yeah, I'm a bad person.
Don't interrupt.
Sorry.
You're so defensive.
That's true.
Hot take, clown pants, all upside. Clown pants is a new word. I've never heard that before. And then, of course, you know, that people are reporting you to Old Takes Exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Squawk. Someone just put. That evil man in his pot smoking. Gonna throw the best coach ever off. Okay, nerd.
All right, hang on. I feel the need to defend myself there. This has nothing to do with it being a drug problem. It has everything. It doesn't matter what he was accused of. It's getting his ass out on the field that's the problem. That's the problem. He's played 11 games in 4 years. He's obviously got inner demons. Whether he smokes marijuana or not, doesn't matter.
Wallach, stick to being a bullpen Celtics game announcer. There you go. That was a little low. Someone says 10-cent take to your 10-cent head thing.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stick to baseball, John. Then, you know, there's a bunch. Then there's people like actually try to like debate you with these like two paragraphs. I'm like, huh?
That's no fun.
No, that's the only fun. So there you go. I mean, he just got, I mean, and it just keeps going. I keep scrolling down and just everyone continue, whatever, Debbie and, you know, all that stuff. So
Debbie Downer, I was called that.
Well, of course, you got a lot of that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's Twitter for you.
Yeah. But that was fun. Like, that part was actually fun.
I didn't ever expect that. And, you know, at the bottom of the tweets, you have how many responses you got. It's one of those things where I just sat like for a minute and watched, and the numbers just kept clicking. You know, it went from 100 to 150 to 200. And, I'm like, all right.
And in fairness, I think John tweeted that right before all of the details of what they gave up.
That's correct.
So he, it was two waves of hatred
towards
John. The first one was just like, hey, we got him.
And then, they realized they really didn't give up anything.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That was before I knew about the fifth and the seventh coming back, but that's cool.
That was a moment where Twitter actually was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because everyone just kind of said, hey, let's all gang up on Wallach.
Well, there you have it. The fifth round pick, and it's funny because they didn't want to trade him in the conference, and so they were talking to other teams, Cleveland was. So I wonder what other teams just, I guess the fifth was too much.
Dallas, the Redskins, the 49ers. Those are the three that I've heard thrown out there.
Right? Yeah, so they were not willing to give up the pick.
Well, the reason that I heard that the Patriots gave a fifth-round pick is because and apparently they were asking for a sixth-round pick. But the reason they gave them a fifth-round pick instead was that they didn't have a sixth-round pick.
Right.
All they had was the fifth. And so that's why that whole thing happened where, listen, if you don't use them for 10 games, you, Cleveland, will give the Patriots back a seventh-round pick. They kind of even things out. So, once again, it's like, you know, what would they get? Corey Coleman, isn't he the guy he was released? So,
correct.
Yeah, two little visits with the Browns. It makes you kind of wonder what Bill Belichick could have gotten from them if he truly wanted to trade Garoppolo to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, whatever, yes, master, whatever you say, sir. Oh, Bill will give you whatever you want. I just wonder truly how much he could have fleeced them for if he wanted to make that trade that they seemed to be interested in back in the back at that time.
Well, they just wanted to get rid of Gordon. I mean, they just wanted him off the team. When you have a franchise like that, that's got a young, you know, got a young quarterback and they're set up pretty well. They just wanted to get him off and get his attitude out of there.
Another thing is the hashtag Wallach wants the Patriots to lose once again reared its ugly head for first time in about 3-4 months.
And you don't piss the Patriots fans off. Boy, no. They're all level-headed fellows and ladies, all of them.
That's the best. Whenever John Wallach says anything, it's always hashtag Wallach wants the Celtics to lose. Hashtag.
Right.
So we'll see if we can get that trending this morning.
All right. Well, there you have it. That is the deal. John has gone so far as to say he has a 10-cent head. He says that head's worth 10 cents. Wouldn't give you a quarter for that head if it came out either way. So the Patriots have got someone who could play well, and if he does, congratulations. And if he doesn't,
gets you nothing.
Fifth round pick.
Yeah, you got nothing. But this is exciting though. I mean, you have somebody
in
that.
If this works, they're right back being the number one team in the NFL. If this works, and I think the odds are very long against it. I think it's a problem that Bill Belichick doesn't necessarily need, considering all the work he still has to do on this team. But if it works, fantastic.
Well,
I think that's about 5%.
I was talking to Troy Brown off the air yesterday, and he was talking about a player and he didn't say it on the air, so I won't say it. He was talking about a player that had come in with discipline problems, and they just kind of let it go. Like, they just kind of let him do what he wanted to do.
Was he talented enough?
Yes.
I'm just going to guess.
Don't guess.
We're not going to tell you.
Oh, okay. We're not going to tell you.
It's not fair.
Well, I wouldn't know if it was right or wrong. I mean, I don't want you to say yes or no, but it was during the time that Troy was there. Okay, well, I can speculate, but I know
Troy had a very long career here with the Patriots.
Right.
Could be a lot of people.
Well, I mean, there are people who had discipline problems that worked, maybe not addiction problems. Like, I mean, you think of Aqib Talib. He was a troubled child when he came here, and look what what he did.
But Tlaib managed to get himself onto the field for at least 13, 14, 15
yeah,
games
you can't
a season.
Compare
As
Tlaib
I said, that, that's not an addiction problem. That's not a drug problem.
No, what I'm saying
that
is there are a lot of players that have a lot of problems. Gordon has spent most of the last 4 years in rehab or suspended. This is an entirely different animal than all the other troublemakers that the Patriots have brought in. Like Tlaib, like Albert Haynesworth, this is completely different.
You know what? When you look at those 2 years, what was it, 12 and 13, that Gordon was just an absolute monster. And you have, you know, the he's the only receiver to have, at least at that point it was, two back-to-back 200-yard games. And I don't know if it, since then somebody's also done that.
Yeah, he had over 1,600 yards receiving in a season.
But think about how crazy that sounds. And now think about who was throwing to him during that time.
Yeah.
He did that with Brandon Whedon, Jason Campbell. I believe there's even a little bit of Brian Hoyer thrown in there somewhere. And there might have even been a fourth quarterback that I just don't remember.
The talent is no debating, Rich. The talent is there. The question is, can he get it onto the field? And it was also there, to go to your point, it was also there 5 years ago.
Yeah.
What does he have left?
We don't know what he's got left.
He has one catch this season.
And all the off-field crap. I mean, are the Patriots going to have a guy babysit this guy to make sure he shows up at practice? I mean, how bad is it? I mean, he injured his hamstring at a photo shoot on Saturday.
Yeah, he didn't injure his hamstring. He didn't want to play.
Even better.
His hamstring checked out during the trade.
That's allowing him to be traded.
Yes.
Even better.
Yeah,
didn't want to play. Football is not his number one priority.
We have some more details that have come out about the hows and whys he was actually, like his final days and what the final straw was. Because there's been some conflicting reports, but we have one that came out late last night, which paints a little clearer of a picture of why he was ultimately traded from the Cleveland.
Yeah, it was his 100th straw that broke the camel's back.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, all right. We will be back. We can talk more about this. I can't do it for 4 hours, but we can talk more about this.
I can do it for 3.5. I'm like actually excited about this. There's something interesting going on with the Patriots.
Yeah, but I mean, there's not a thousand angles
in the soup,
on the thing.
You know?
All right. We will be right back.
And Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. Bob, hello.
Hello.
What's up?
I was in detox with him 2 years ago in Vermont. We've kept in touch. I spoke with him yesterday. Honest to God, but I can't say, like, personal things, but he told me last night that it's do or die. He says, I got the best coach, I got the best tight end, and the best quarterback, and if I can't make it here, I can't make it anywhere. He said when he was in Cleveland, he pushed the envelope and pushed it and pushed it, and he said he got away with it, and then finally he got burned. You know, and he wanted to get out of there. And last week, a guy named Bob called, and he was there too with us. And he didn't leave Josh alone. He kept saying, "You're going to come to the Patriots. You're going to come to the Patriots." Well, it's going to happen. So I truly believe in him. I pray for him. It's a hard thing what he's going through, you know. And I truly believe in him. He's a real good guy, and I hope everyone in New England gets to see what a really good guy he is.
What about Wallach's take that he's got a 10-cent head?
He does got a small head though. But
all right, thank you, sir. Thank you, Bob.
Good try. Did you believe that?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. I would like to have heard more, maybe a little bit more about what it's like.
You're not allowed to.
That's
the first tenet of recovery.
No, I mean I'm a little bit more about the relationship, like them talking, you know, out of rehab. He says they're obviously close enough on the day after all this happened.
You're not allowed to talk about any of that.
No, about their relationship.
You're not allowed
friends.
To talk about any of that.
He just did.
He said that he was in, all he said is he was in rehabilitation and that Josh said that he wanted to come here.
Right, but they've become friends since then.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to talk about any of that
not
stuff.
Not about the actual rehab stuff, but being friends and the communications you've had with each other.
He told you.
It was one thing. I would like to have asked if throughout, you know, some of the problems that he had here, whether he texted him. And I don't know. I'd like to find out where his head is at.
Okay, he wasn't going to tell you.
Okay. Well, I would like to have tried. So if he's there, I wouldn't mind talking to him once
again. All right. I made a mistake hanging up, apparently.
No, I just thought he was an interesting caller. A guy who knows Josh Gordon, who lives locally, and talked to him last night.
I didn't know about the not being able to talk about that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, I was going to ask him about like the personal stuff in rehab, but them being friends and keeping it. I mean, he's obviously close enough friend where they talked last night. That's pretty close, I would think. I would say last night's a fairly busy night in the life of Josh Gordon. But maybe, just maybe, the Patriots can get this guy back.
By the way, he is the first player in NFL history with back-to-back 200-yard games. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
By the way, what happened last night is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Enjoy a large or extra-large Dunkin' coffee for a chance to win great prizes today. No purchase necessary, 13+. Ends October 15th or while supplies last. For a game piece and official rules, visit sippeelwin.com. As I was mentioning, the 49ers, the Redskins, and the Cowboys were among the 8 to 10 teams that called the Cleveland Browns about Josh Gordon. But the Browns took the best offer, a fifth rounder, and now Tom Brady has a potential explosive weapon to throw to, reportedly as early as this week against Detroit. Now, the trade comes with that caveat that we mentioned. If he doesn't appear in 10 games with the Patriots this season, the Browns also have to send the Patriots a 2019 seven-round pick, which essentially means if things don't work out, Bill got him for absolutely nothing. If things do work out, they basically get him for a two-year rental on the cheap next year as well. I heard that it's like for next to nothing. Well, like
it's going
to
be a restricted free agent.
Yeah. So, I mean, they'll be able to get him for next year as well for peanuts if things work out. Now, to make room for Gordon.
They're going to have to match an offer. I mean, if he plays well for the Patriots, he's a restricted free agent. They're going to have to match an offer.
See, I read that next year they can get him for nothing anyway.
I know, but as a restricted free agent, there are offer sheets that he can sign. That's how the Patriots got Gillislee away from the Bills. I mean, they signed him to an offer sheet, and then there was compensation attached to it, depending upon what the offer sheet was, or how much they tag him for. So that's just it. I mean, maybe the Patriots can tag him as a first-round, if he's that good, tag him as a first-round draft pick, and then say, okay, you know, if you want to match this, if you want to get him, this is what you're going to have to spend.
So yesterday, Cleveland coach Hugh Jackson spoke of the trade of Josh Gordon and the reasoning behind dealing a generational talent.
We've done all we can do for Josh, and again, I just thank D and Jimmy Haslam for doing everything that they could. You know, we tried to create the right environments. It just didn't work out. Sometimes it just doesn't work out, and sometimes you just need a different change of scenery, and hopefully things work out for Josh.
Now, according to The Athletic, the events leading up to Josh Gordon's trade are that Josh suffered a hamstring injury late Friday night after misleading the Browns and filming a promotional video in the team's indoor field house. So after Gordon reported to the facility Saturday morning, late and injured, the Browns' top decision makers decided to part ways with him. Now, Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer added that he was not acting himself as well on Saturday morning. Now, Gordon was granted permission by the Browns to conduct a photo shoot for his Flash clothing line Friday evening, but instead, he was participating in the filming of what one source called a, quote, hype video intended to be released as a social media commercial. At least five other people were present as Gordon went through football-related drills. And after about 90 minutes of shooting Friday, the source said Gordon pulled up limping while running a 40-yard dash and grabbed his hamstring. So the shoot was called off, and the cameramen were asked to leave shortly after, around 11:45 p.m. Gordon was not present when the Browns standard team meeting began Saturday morning. When he arrived at the team headquarters roughly 10 minutes late, he went straight to the training room. The team's medical staff deemed Gordon unable to play in Sunday's game at New Orleans, and in the hours that followed, team executives decided they were done trusting Gordon. That is when they decided to trade him. Now, as far as Gordon's problems with drugs and alcohol, suspensions and rehab, it's made it so he's played in just 11 total games since the start of the 2014 season. But at 27 years old, 6'3", 225 pounds, and ridiculous talent, the Patriots obviously thought he was worth taking the low-cost risk. Well, yesterday, Tom Brady, in his always enthralling interview with Jim Gray, was asked about his new teammate, Josh Gordon.
Yes, they weren't gonna pussyfoot around.
Tom, Josh Gordon has been traded this afternoon to the Patriots from Cleveland.
They are not on the phone together.
It doesn't seem like it, does it?
I'm telling you that these are taped separately.
Tom, period.
Yeah, Tom. It's like doing a telegraph.
He's reading
Tom, stop.
Reading of note cards.
Tom, Josh Gordon has been traded this afternoon to the Patriots from Cleveland. A tremendous talent, also has had a number of problems. What are your thoughts on Josh Gordon coming over now to the Patriots?
I hate to make projections and expectations. That's not fair. I've never met Josh personally, just like I have met some of the guys that have come in the last couple of weeks. So we'll see how it goes this week. Hopefully he can work hard, put the team first, and end up helping us in any role that he can find for himself on the team.
How long realistically can it take to have a chemistry with somebody at this time during the season?
Anytime you get someone in the middle of the season, there's obviously a lot of things that have happened that have got the team to a certain point that they weren't a part of. So not sure how many of those things matter, but you know, you'd like to try to get up to speed as quickly as possible. And it's really up to the individuals. You know, all these things need to play themselves out, and I'm not going to project anything. I'm just going to try to go be the positive, enthusiastic leader that I am and try to be a great quarterback and, you know, try to embrace whoever's on the team. And we've all got to play a lot better than we played yesterday, and that's really where our focus should be.
Final thought on this. You've talked a lot over the years about trust. How long does it take to trust a guy? Just doesn't walk in the locker room tomorrow and you put your arm around him and then all of a sudden it's like Edelman or Welker or Gronk.
Yeah, certainly not.
How long does that take?
I always think trust is whatever receiver's out there. You know, you tell them to run a certain route and they run it the way that you talked about it. You know, the ball's thrown, it's caught, it's a positive play, and then you do it again. You know, if it's a flip of the coin and 50-50, sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. I mean, nobody can really depend on that. The coaches don't want to see that. The players don't want to see that. You want to know that the guys you're lining up next to, that they got it. They got their responsibility taken care of. And that frees you up to think about what your responsibilities are. But if, you know, you're worried about this guy or that guy or this or that, you know, it just takes away from what your focus needs to be as an individual. So everybody wants good teammates that can focus on, as an individual, what they have to do in order to help the team.
Now, Tom Brady, did he give us a...
certainly not.
At the beginning of that answer? I think we got one of those.
I don't know. I fell asleep halfway through that.
I want to address this. Dan, go ahead. Dan, you said I was a jerk.
Why?
Why? Because Rich wanted to talk to the guy, and I said this is probably all we could get out of him because you're not allowed to talk about what went on in rehab, and that was the entire discussion. Rich wanted to talk to the guy more. I was unaware of that, and then I hung up the phone. You're just when you get out of rehab, I mean, he texted and he gave you a very surface thing about the text. And the reason that he's obviously got the guy's phone number and he lives in New England is that he texted Josh Gordon based on the fact that he's coming to New England. And I get very uncomfortable when you're asking about a guy who was in rehab with another guy and start peppering them with questions.
Yeah, and I didn't want to talk about rehab, just their
friendship. No, I understand that, but yeah. I had no idea that you did. I just get uncomfortable. I didn't hang up on him.
No, I understand.
No, but the guy's calling what a jerk I am. and I'm like, I was being the opposite of a jerk. I was respecting the guy's privacy.
Well, I
dumbass.
Mean... Dumbass. There is Dan. There's Dan.
He's back. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm back. Rich, you deserve such credit dealing with Fred. He is so dismissive. His word is final. I'm right. You can't talk.
Did you hear my explanation? Did you hear the explanation I just gave?
What?
Apparently not.
Did you hear the explanation I just gave as to what happened?
No, I didn't, because I was just calling in. Please repeat yourself.
All right. I'll do it just for you. First of all, I had no idea Rich wanted to talk to him more. Second of all, if the guy was in detox with Josh Gordon, that's why he's his number. Third, I believe that he texted him based on the fact that he was coming to New England. Four, I'm very well aware of if you've been in rehab with someone, there's very little you can share. Five, I didn't want to put the guy in a position where he had to start saying things maybe he didn't want to say. And I was satisfied with the answer. Rich was not. I did not know that. It was too late. If Bob wants to call in, he can call in. I was being the opposite of a dick.
Once again, you proved me right. Your word is final.
I can't do anything. Rich didn't say to keep the guy on the air. I can't get the guy to come back on the air. It was over. Rich didn't say I want to talk to him more. He said he wanted to talk to him more after I'd already hung up and ended the interview politely.
I give you credit for accepting where you screwed up. You
oh,
totally
shut up, idiot. Screwed up.
Yeah, he does make a pretty good point there. I'm kind of on Team Dan here now.
Yeah. It's not
you
like,
jerk.
It's not like you could have said, hey, I have a few more questions I'd like to ask the guy.
Well, I could have, but you'd already hung up on him. So.
I had not hung up on him. I ended the call by saying thank you for calling.
After you'd already hung up on him.
That's right. Okay. All right. What's coming up?
Okay. So Burt Breer, this is interesting because while Burt Breer was talking to Mark Bertrand and Chris Gasper before Sunday's game, when the news had already come out about Josh Gordon being on the trading, being able to be traded, he mentioned something about who's influencing Josh Gordon. And this I find almost the most fascinating thing about him, because the angels and demons on his shoulder might actually be two family members of his.
All right. We'll find out about that. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
I've used alcohol many, many occasions. Xanax, many occasions. Cocaine, several occasions. Marijuana, most of my life. Codeine, cough syrup, promethazine, very prevalent for where I'm from. You know, it's what I grew up using. I've been enabled most of my life, honestly. I mean, I've been enabled by coaches, teachers, professors, you know, everybody pretty much gave me a second chance kind of just because of my ability.
Where's he getting his hands on all this stuff? Be listening at 6:50 for your. Be listening at 6:45 for your chance to score a six-pack of passes to Harpoon Oktoberfest September 26th and 29th at Harpoon Brewery, harpoonbrewery.com for more info.
So there's a lot of questions as to whether or not if Josh Gordon comes here, whether he'll be able to behave himself and not slide back into the demons that, of course, have kept him off the field for many a game over the past several years. And Burt Breer, this was interesting. I actually didn't hear this when he was speaking about it on Sunday, but he talked about that the two influences that are pulling him one way and the other way, the good direction and the bad direction, from what he has heard, they're both relatives.
Every coach I know that has worked with him is rooting for him. He's not a bad guy. He's just wayward and unreliable, and there's a world of talent there, but there's very, very clear reasons why he hasn't been able to realize his potential. He can be very easily drawn in one direction or the other. Like, it comes down to even family with him, right? Like, he's got one brother who's a bad brother and one brother who's a good brother, and I know that sounds crazy, but there's one, like, the Browns at one point, like, tried to get his, you know, the brother that was a good influence on him to move to Cleveland to be around him. Like, they couldn't get rid of the bad brother. So
the bad brother wouldn't leave.
I mean, it's just, I mean, like it almost sounds like a cartoon, you know. It's just, it's, it, they've been dealing with these circumstances.
He's got one on each shoulder.
They've been dealing with these circumstances for so long.
That's interesting. They actually tried to get, I wonder if one of the brothers or both of the brothers are moving to New England now that he's coming here.
It sounds to me like there's one that's a leech.
Yes.
That's kind of, they're probably going to be here.
Cutting off the cash flow. Yeah, can't be doing that.
Nope.
I watched that thing that he did for, I think it's called like the Uninterrupted or whatever, where he sat down and talked about his problems with all the rehab he's been doing, and it documented him coming back to football and him doing some of the workouts. And on the video, he mentioned that he hadn't seen his daughter since she was born, and she's like 2-3 years old. He had not seen his father in years because, like, during the whole time he was dealing with the drugs and alcohol, the family's just like, you need to deal with this. I don't want to talk to you until you've conquered your own demons. And now that he's back, apparently there's been efforts for him to once again reach out, and he's making the effort to try to make whole all the people he's pissed off. And on the video, you see him talking to somebody, and it's his brother, and I don't know which one it is, because they made a joke, like, I'm your...
Did he have devil horns, or did he have a halo?
It was actually, the phone was floating, and it had wings.
Yeah, also, so the colors are important. One has to wear white, one has to wear red.
That is very strange. Important. But the good news is that as far as the amount of talent you're going to get, we had Troy Brown in studio yesterday, and he said this about Mr. Josh Gordon.
I have always thought Josh Gordon was a tremendous talent. You know, I've always, in my opinion, I always thought he was the closest thing to Randy Moss when I saw him play. You know, the speed, the athletic ability, his ability to go up and catch the football and make plays on it. Mm-hmm. I thought highly of him as a football player. Now, the other stuff that comes along with Josh Gordon, he's wasted all that talent over the, I heard you guys say it's been 6 years. Having the talent like Randy Moss, he's wasted a ton of money. And a chance to change his life, his family's life, and everybody else around him. To me, It's that you don't love football enough to give up all of that other stuff that you're doing.
It's insane. It's insane.
You know, you just don't love it enough if you can't quit doing that. I'll leave that crowd alone, or the extra stuff that you're doing on the side alone enough to participate in the sport that you're supposed to love enough, you know, to go out and make money doing something you love to do, to play a game.
Yeah, and who knows whether or not he's going to be able to go back, as Fred said, to what he was back in 2013 or 14.
Hey, just his demons have overcome him now for 5 years, and just a change of scenery. Sounds to me like what you're telling me, and some of which I had no idea about, it just doesn't seem like a change of scenery is enough here. He's got, it wasn't Cleveland that was bothering him, it's the personal stuff. So, I mean, look, I hope he gets the help he needs. I mean, in a football sense, though, I am not against the deal entirely, because there is that speck of possibility that he might succeed, but I wouldn't expect anything. I mean, I wouldn't expect him to be here at the end of the year. I mean, in reality, the Patriots might have swapped a fifth for a seventh here.
All I know is that the best idea I've seen so far, somebody tweeted me yesterday, they said, you need to have Josh Gordon move in with a certain someone.
Ah, how do we feel about tasting the sweet nectar? A victory.
Oh, yeah. That's an idea I would be happy with. Matt Slater.
Yes, let's play Oregon Trail. Come on.
Oregon Trail?
Yes.
On the old Commodore 64?
Yes, I take them apart and put them back together.
It is fun.
Yeah.
All right. So caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a six-pack of passes to Harpoon Oktoberfest September 28th and 29th at the Harpoon Brewery, harpoonbrewery.com, for more info.
And it's Danny.
Yes, it'd be amazing.
Actions will be taken.
It's your Toucher and Rich.
Big drinker.
Drunk and Red Sox recap.
Mike, he's good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, let's ask Horton if he can do 8:35, because it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
This is a 6-minuter, yeah, so let's, yeah, yeah. And I'm hearing it's good. So if we can ask Thornton if he can do 8:35.
All right. So,
Nicholas, young Nicholas with the broken heart, quite literally, is out at Fenway Park.
Nearly dead, Nick.
Yeah, he hasn't broken up with anyone. It's just his heart's broken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His girl actually saved his life. How about that?
That's right.
All right, so he was out in front of Fenway Park. Is there anything we need to know, Rich?
Just that, you know, listen, it's a celebratory environment. They've won 100 games, and after yesterday it was 101. So what do you say we just go right out front, right over there near Lansdowne, and meet the people, shall we?
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes, you can, but can you please let me back into the game, man?
I actually have no control of that.
My man, hold on. Let me ask my boy. Yo, come off for the game, man. I'm going to tell you right now. Recording? The Red Sox.
Yeah, my name is Nick from 98.5 Sports.
He is recording me, bro.
Wait, listen, you're going to record me. I am almost famous on Instagram. I've been with Fat Boy SSC. I met all of them.
Oh, Fat Boy SSC.
Huh.
Of course.
He's almost famous on Instagram, this gentleman. I just like how the first thing he goes is like, yeah, can you let me back in? What do you think, you were Bird?
How ridiculous. I can see that. It's like the people that guard Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
How could you possibly think that Nick could work for the team? For the security squad when the likes of Bird are involved?
For some reason, there's nothing that makes me laugh more than when people in the game just take me random Bird photos of him just standing there looking bewildered into the nothingness.
It's got to piss him off.
A little bit.
Kind of like
wrong. Wait, listen, you're going to record me. I am almost famous on Instagram. I've been with Fat Boy SSC. I've been on all of them. I've been off videos that have had 5 million views.
Let me ask him right now, why is he not accepting personnel right now?
Okay, why is he not accepting? Okay, can you go to Instagram, please, and look up Fat Boy SSC?
No. He's been with Fat Boy SSC. I know this guy's Instagram. He mentions it a few times.
Okay, so who's Fat Boy SSE?
I have no idea. He's probably some like local rapper that he thinks is a big deal.
Okay, going by the very relevant Fat Boy name.
Right, he's the one who didn't beatbox.
Yeah, he's from the Disorderlies.
Apparently I nailed it. He is like a local rapper.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good. There you go. All right. So that would be a chameleon.
You can't, really kid, you got thrown out. You're done. They threw me out too with you. You're done.
They did?
You're done. You're cut, kid. You're done.
They did? They really threw you out with me?
They gave you the...
They kind of threw you out.
Kid, so kid, they gave you the shaft. You're done.
So I can't flex for you and me, right?
You're done. He told him you're done. Who got to fund you? You're done.
So you're with me, right? I mean, if you want...
Do you know Mark Tremelli?
I was going to ask the same question. I was going to ask the same question.
Yeah. So, you are a dick. You.
Hey, I remember you from St. Anthony's Feast.
You got to put a lot of love in it when you make the meatball.
That's right. That's why there's a hole in it.
All the meatballs were gone.
Yeah. Not because people ate them. They disintegrated. He's in his recliner, zooming around. Mr. Jamelli, what do you think of these guys getting kicked out?
You got to put a lot of love in it when you make the meatball.
All right, you're silly with this meatball talk, sir. All right, here we go.
I mean, if you want,
do you know Mark Jamelli?
Mark who?
Never mind. What's your name?
My name's Sexy Motherfucker Pesci on Instagram.
Talk to me about the Red Sox. How do you think they've been doing this season?
Mookie Betts, I love him. He can hit one out of the park.
Yeah.
He ain't no David Ortiz, but he's all right.
I got to ask real quick. Is that really your accent?
That's how I talk. My father's from the North End.
Yes.
I'm from Medford. You can follow me on Instagram, Sexy Pesci. I'm trying to get big. Let me blow up. Let me have Medford, Somerville, Everett, everywhere. Malden, let me get it.
Wow. You're the next Kardashian.
He's everywhere.
You're king of the world.
Those are the three communities. You want Malden and Everett?
Wow.
This is me standing on the street. This is me standing on another street. Hey,
no Revere in there?
That's right. Well, listen, now, don't go so far. Don't go so far.
You don't disrespect the king of Revere.
No.
Sorry,
no
Revere.
No. It goes Malden, Everett, maybe Revere after I get a couple more followers.
House parties everywhere.
Well, yeah. But let's not go crazy, okay?
Maku?
It's gonna Maku? My daddy's from the North End, so I talk like this. Follow me on Instagram. And
Sexy Pesci. Sexy Pesci.
And P-R-I-C-K. Prick.
Sexy Pesci.
Can we find his
Follow me on Instagram.
What a weird name. It's like Super Hot Roseanne. Sexy Pesci.
Well, he did marry that Angie Ann Everhart. Follow me on Instagram. Just that meatball lover recliner.
I sit on a recliner. What do you think about that?
Well, I sleep in a recliner.
Hey, put me on.
All right, so what happened tonight? Why are you leaving the game so early?
I'm only leaving the game because the motherfucking attorneys of the game, when I mean attorneys, is what I mean is the money-wide players of the game.
That's right, it's a conspiracy. The reason I got kicked out of the game is the damn attorneys.
They're just standing out there with their notepads.
It was Goldstein and Claire. They got together and they said, get this kid out of there.
Shall not pass.
I found his Instagram page. This is amazing.
How many followers?
3,000.
He is famous in Everett and all those other towns.
There he is. Don't mess with that guy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Let me see.
Certainly got that.
I was hoping for a pinky ring. No pinky ring.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. All right.
Oh, boy.
Attorneys of the game. When I mean attorneys is what I mean is the money-wide players of the game said I can't come. Because you know what? I've been going to Red Sox games since I was 9 years old. You know what that's been since? 2008 years old. All right?
What does he do? Kind of drink ish.
It's the world's oldest man.
I have a time machine. It's at a feather bowling place in Revere.
I've been coming since the 2008 year.
Since he was 2008 years old.
Yeah.
I've been going to Red Sox games since I was 9 years old.
You know what
that's
fire.
Been since? 2008 years old.
I invented the wheel. People were saying, hey, fat, whatever the hell my name is.
Sexy Pesci.
Sexy Pesci. How the hell how you get around all that food? I said I made something. What was it? Don't worry about it. It's a wheel. Yabba dabba, screw you.
It's Andrew Dice Pesci from Malden.
Yeah. Oh, the let great gazoo.
Somerville, Everett, everywhere. Malden, let me get it.
Mr. Slate's a ball buster.
Hold on.
Picture him and Edelman.
Nice.
I'm 2008 years old.
Back.
I put ribs on top of my car and it fell over at the drive-in. I'm 2008 years old. I have cave paintings of me and Edelman. I knew
the Jules go way back to the 2017
he
year.
He has a time machine, too. All right, we'll be right back with more of our good friend over there.
Let me have Medford, Somerville, Everett, everywhere. Malden, let me get it.